Let me just say something real quick. I don't mean this as a political thing. I mean this as an instructional thing. I'm stepping into the role as a father right now. But when people are out there and they're calling out and yelling out, screaming, ICE out, they don't know what they're asking for. When we do that, what we're actually saying is, I don't want any law in my life. It's a spirit of lawlessness. It needs to be addressed as a spirit of lawlessness. Our country is a family. Our nation is a family. And we should respond as a family. Community means just that, common unity. We have a common unity in this nation. We have a Judeo-Christian background, morals, and the whole setup is based in what God has done. But when we call out for lawlessness, we're calling out for the undoing of the very thing that has made us a nation. When there's no rules, which is what they're asking for, they don't understand it that way. This is compassion that's unsanctified. It's compassion without wisdom. I do understand loving your brother, but I also understand as a nation, we have an obligation as a nation to take care of the whole and do what's right. So if we start testing the spirit, we see the lawlessness and rebellion that's masquerading as compassion. We see this is a rejection of, truly a rejection of morality. The problem is not what ICE is doing. The problem is weak leadership. In places like Minnesota, I have to ask you, in other words, 88,000 have been deported in Texas without any incident. Nobody even hears of it. 3 million were deported under Obama, and nothing was ever said, and there was never a riot. Riots are not protests. But if we have weak leadership, we have to ask who benefits when there's chaos? Who benefits when there's chaos? It just so happens that in Minnesota you have billions of dollars that are missing and unaccounted for, and suddenly no one's talking about it. That's who's benefiting. I'm not saying be cold-hearted towards those who've died, but be realistic. If you play stupid games, you have stupid consequences. Let's not embrace darkness. Let's begin to embrace the people. On both sides. Because those who might believe differently than you, they're still God's chosen, they're still God's people. They're still deserving of love. They're just under the enemy's influence. Some people are under the influence ignorantly. Some people are deliberately. But they're there. They're pawns to the master of chaos. So let's pray. As individuals, and corporately, to cast out ungodliness and rebellion that are masquerading as compassion. Pray that people wake up and declare their national identity. Pray that the people of Minnesota will no longer be silenced by a small group of people, and insist that their leadership do better and be better. Do you know that some of the leadership of Minnesota is actively giving these people, the protesters, the locations of where ICE will be? This comes from high up in the government. So pray that the hidden things come to light. And pray that the breaker that we just spoke about will come and change atmospheres. Atmospheres in Minnesota, atmospheres in the United States, atmospheres in ourselves, so that we no longer give in to the easy thing of blaming somebody else, but we take up our mantle and walk with it and say, God, let me be one who speaks truth in the realm that I am given. And let me release truth over these other areas. All right. Soapbox off. But if I don't do that, some people will be moved by compassion that will actually work against them. And so I just wanted to say those things and put a perspective out there, because sometimes we don't know how to see something in a godly way. Always test the spirit. See what it's there. Amen.